ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
He begins with the story of St. Patrick.
What curious mix of luck, legend and legitimacy means that a particular saint gets adopted as a national icon.
The average level of air pollution inside Ireland's smoke-free pubs was 91% lower than inside Irish pubs.
They drink Guinness in Ireland.
Dude, you're lucky!
Snakes, shamrocks, stout.
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug!
So the idea that everybody can have this one day a year, whether you're Irish or not, you can celebrate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody!
With that heady mix of nationalism, pageantry, and Guinness swilling around you.
Oh, no, I must have picked up the Irish model by mistake.
It is a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, happy
to everybody.
St. Patty's Day to you as well.
we've been doing our best.
Yeah, we now officially have a place where you can go and get tested for it, but you need to be showing symptoms in order for that to happen.
Who checks that out? Where is that testing location?
That is, I just had it here.
Marty Lane off the Southern Bypass?
Yeah, the testing center will require changes to traffic patterns, according to the Montgomery Police Department. Motorists are asked to turn right onto Marty Lane from the East South Boulevard.
I'm trying to picture where Marty Lane is.
Yeah.
But you just can't show up. You gotta make an appointment.
Yes, you will need to stay in your vehicle at all times. Do not block the driveway while waiting. Police will be on hand to do traffic control. Appointments are required. If you have symptoms or have been exposed, you need to call and make an appointment.
That phone number is 747-0150. Again, 747-0150, Baptist Health. And that's where you make an appointment.
The testing will take something between whatever and 48 hours to get results back.
They say the three main things are, first of all, temperature. Yeah. And a temperature well over 100, especially, is a symptom. Over coughing, coughing that's not associated with, like, pollen. And the third thing was what? It was coughing, it was fever, and there's one other thing. But anyway, if you have the symptoms, that's when you call and make the appointment.
I have the symptom list right here for COVID-19. Fever, common. Fatigue, sometimes. Cough is common, but usually dry. Sneezing, no. But if you sneeze, this is allergy season, the pollen is flying. Aches and pains, sometimes. Running your stuffy nose, rare. Sore throat, sometimes. Diarrhea, rare. Headaches, sometimes. Shortness of breath, sometimes. But
so you really wouldn't know it any different from any other.
Yeah. It's
just, I think the fever is the most important consideration. Then look at the other symptoms if you know you're running a temperature.
Keep checking your temperature. Keep washing your hands.
All right, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Seen a few radar returns this morning. Very, very, very light stuff. Most of it southwest of Montgomery at the moment. But there will be a little bit of activity on the radar, but not much today. Basically, it's going to be a very warm day. I think clouds will dominate much of the time today. There may be some breaks of sun, but enough to get us up to about 83 for a high temperature. So this will be the sixth day of 80-plus degree weather in what is the last few days of winter. Some isolated thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow and Thursday, I think we are into the mid-80s. Easy. Rain chances under 20%. Sun and cloud mix both of those days. Then the chance of showers increases as we get towards Friday afternoon and especially Friday evening, Friday night as a cold front approaches with showers and thunderstorms and then a change to much cooler air. I mean, 60s don't sound cool. But when you've been in the 80s, 60s, we're going to be a big change. And I think on Sunday, we may struggle to reach 60 degrees. Right now, this morning, with the pollen still high, we're in the medium high range today and high range again tomorrow and also on Thursday and Friday. It's 63 degrees now, 8:06.
One thing you can do is to, if you've got time to look, be around people who will make you feel good. That's Eddie Bader. He's the guy we were... Well, if they were going to put Graceland on the market, he'd be the guy to get it done. Eddie Bader is not only an incredible realtor, he's a phenomenal matchmaker when it comes to whether you're looking to rent or buy or you need your house on the market, this is Mr. 24/7, 7 days a week. Literally, this is what makes him tick. And he'd love to have your listing and will bust his butt to deserve it and earn it. When you're looking for a place, if you've been pre-approved on a mortgage and you know approximately what you want, Eddie knows where everything is in the River Region. So he can point you in the right direction, not waste your time looking at stuff that is really nowhere close to what your criterion are for buying or renting a home. You want somebody that works hard. I mean, literally, I don't know when the guy sleeps. I've never asked him a question that he could not answer on the spot. Doesn't have to look it up. He knows. That's Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. 322-0662 is his number. 322-0662. You're better with Bader. Look up Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Realtor with the Goodson Group on Facebook. Soldier Boy.
Good morning, Gregory.
Hello.
Hey, you know, often in public, you know, being retired military myself, you know, I have people come up to me and thank me for my service, you know, for the men and women that have served our country and are currently serving our country.
Yes.
But I want to throw out, being a military member, I want to throw it back to the individual, to me, who's a hero at this moment, and those are the 18-wheeler truck drivers out there, the men and women
thank
that drive
you.
Those vehicles.
I'm actually planning a Facebook post, because Gary Garvin and, you know, our good buddy, that always accuses us of entertainment.
William Barry,
yeah. I want to do a Facebook post because those are two truckers I know. They are heroes right now. And those who go to the grocery stores and keep those open and do everything else, yeah.
I mean, unlike Europe, you know, 80, 90% of their transportation is done by Euro trains and stuff like that, where ours is 18-wheelers, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And 80 to 90% of the products that we use day to day are for those hard-working men and women out there that drive those hours, and especially in the times like this, you know. I mean, children need, you know, their milk, diapers, just necessity things, you know, for normal life, and these people are still working hard.
Got it.
So I say I want to shout out and a prayer to those individuals, too.
Absolutely, to everybody who is working through the crisis, but especially them. They keep us supplied. You know, I don't think I'm exaggerating in saying this. If you want a preview of what life in a place like Venezuela is like, and you see your store with half-empty shelves or less, that's what's going on there every day. That's what they have to live with. I hope this ends up being a lesson, as you said, Soldier Boy, of appreciation for the people. They're the silent heroes every day, not just during the corona crisis, but every damn day. They're the ones that keep the shelves filled, and we can't thank them enough.
And I want to punish those. I want to compliment as much as I critique. I want to punish those businesses and companies, local businesses too, that I've heard commercials that are trying to take advantage of the situation in our crisis.
I haven't caught any of those, but
I had one. A local jewelry store came. My commercial came on. I won't mention its name, but said, "Hey, come bring your jewelry by. We'll decontaminate it. We'll de-sterilize
I'm sorry. I can't. That's...
Exactly, Bill.
That is not cool.
That is not cool because that store never does that any other time, but now suddenly you want to... All you're doing is steam cleaning their jewelry,
Soldier
right?
Boy, I'm out of time, but I appreciate the call. I love what Don Duncan's doing. If you want your free pickup and delivery for any service on your vehicle, give them a call at the location nearest you. They're all listed on Facebook. 810.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
St. Patrick's Day by the numbers. 26 billion, the number of pounds of corned beef consumed each year in the United States. 2.5 billion, the pounds of cabbage eaten along with it. 37 million, the number of Americans who claim Irish ancestry. 13 million, the number of pints of Guinness served on St. Paddy's Day. 9, the number of cities in the United States named Dublin. And 1, the number of radio stations you should listen to while wearing the green.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's an Irish classic.
Well, the Patriots are done, and football fans are cheering. Finally, some other teams will be in the Super Bowl. But they won't go away. There's just one thing we're hearing, and that's where in the world is
Tom Brady going?
No one's talking about the Chiefs. No one's talking about the Packers. And no one really cares what'll happen to Drew Brees. When it comes to Tom Brady going.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
On News Talk 93.1 FM at 8:15 from our sports reporter, Morris Capuano. Seriously. Sent a note. For what it's worth, Tom Brady has left the New England Patriots, and we can confirm that.
Yeah, it's been blowing up my phone for the last 30 minutes.
Thank you, Morris, for texting us that big. I wonder, where does he go?
He didn't say where. He just said
he's not returning to the Patriots, which doesn't necessarily mean that he's not.
No, the word I heard, listen, when you drive 10 and a half hours to Florida, you hear a lot of stuff. I heard Indianapolis. But I'm just a talk show host. I'm not, who's that Bubba Mice up in Birmingham? Howard...
Oh, I know you're talking about, and suddenly the name is gone in my head. Feinbaum.
Yeah. The Paul Feinbaum Show, that's the one.
Not a good looking
as
guy.
He used to call it. What a thing to say on this Eleanor Roosevelt's birthday.
A good looking woman.
So we're going to give away a $10 Secret Bistro gift card. Have we picked a question yet, Rich?
Where'd the page go?
It's about.
I got 500 tabs open.
Now, tab down to that second to last one, Friday, July 28th. That one right there.
Okay. 15%, or roughly one of every 6.5 women, have broken up with a guy for this reason. That's a rather significant percentage, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing to break up because suddenly they just don't appeal to you, or blah, 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 blah. There's a bunch of reasons to break up, but one out of every 6.5 breakups, the woman has broken it off because of this reason. Now, we're kind of sitting here flying by the seat of our sizable pants. I speak for myself only. We would love to have you call and participate at 272-9228. We're mailing out prizes, so that's an even bigger incentive to call and participate. So percentage-wise, about one out of every 6.5 breakups occurs because of a woman's issue with what? 272-9228 is our number. I'm going to go to the traffic dungeon real quick here while you flood the phones with your calls and sense of community participation.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
We are looking pretty good around the river region right now. A little bit of congestion with Wetumpka Highway and Northeast Boulevard. Also on the East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge down to Highway 331. Spotty congestion elsewhere. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. And we have no accidents into us to report to you at this time. Buckle up and be careful out there on this Tuesday at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have a couple of folks that want to try this conundrum on for size. 272-9228 at 819. And in about one in every 6.5, that's percentage-wise, breakups, the woman has dumped the guy for this reason. And, Bob, we go to you first.
Incompatibility.
All right. Let's try that one out for size. Simply incompatible. Not it, but it's a good guess. Thank you. 272-9228. And, Chris, you're next.
Hey, how about problems with their ex?
Problems with an ex.
Oh, no. That's not it.
Nope, but that's a good guess, too. 272-9228. I know what'll get people whipped into a frenzy. Jay's going to describe the fabulous seafood bistro menu.
I would love to describe the fabulous, delicious.
And I will board up for Jay. So if you want to call and get in on this, win this $10 seafood bistro gift card, I will answer the phone.
If you are under any kind of self-containment, you don't need to self-contain yourself from flavor. You can get the delicious food of the Seafood Bistro delivered to your door, whether it be at the office, which, you know, you need to. What'd you say? Did you say the Jay Scott Show? Being an officer at home, you can have this food delivered by one of the delivery apps, be it DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. It's all available there. Plus, the menu is available there as well if you'd like to see it. Now, if you just want to browse the menu, then just go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Go there. You can see the entire menu. You can put in your order. And you can go by and pick it up if you want to do that. Somebody can go by and pick it up for you if that's the case. Whatever you need, the Seafood Bistro can come to you or you can go to them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today, and you can call them at 279-7500. Like and follow them on Facebook.
See, could have stressed out. I could have taken those two calls that are coming in. I got this one first.
Who is this?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John.
What you think? Go ahead.
I think they're breaking up because of his hygiene.
Because of his hygiene?
Yeah.
That could be, but that's not what we're looking for, though.
No. Yeah. John, what's the first letter of your last name?
W.
Thank you. I got you in for the
272-9228. Hi, who's this?
Pam.
Hey, Pam, what's the first letter of your last name, please?
successes of the fail.
Thank you.
Okay, Pam, okay. What do you think? What are we looking for here? What is the reason they break up?
Guy doesn't listen to the
chorus. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Not listening to her.
Not listening. You never listen to me. It certainly has broken up a few marriages, but it's not.
Is that why you both said? What'd you say? We didn't hear.
Yeah. Sorry, we weren't listening. No, I didn't mean it that way. No, that's not it. That's not what we're looking for, though.
I hope you'll still respect me. I did not participate in that childish humor.
Not you.
Not me.
Really?
Wow. Here's Ed.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, Mr. Ed. How are you?
I'd like to try the Corona conundrum.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Did anybody say bad breath?
Oh.
Bad breath.
That could be a reason, but that's not the reason we're looking for.
Now, Ed, are you a different... What? We had an Ed G call a minute ago. Are you different? What's the first letter of your last name?
C.
Ed C. We got two Eds. All right.
All right. Cool. Okay.
Two Eds are better than one.
Hey, I've always heard that. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, I knew a guy that actually did lose a relationship. His name was Hal. Like his last name was Atosis or something like that. Duh. Hey, it only gets worse the deeper we get into
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hey. Hello.
It's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
Hey.
All right, one out of every 6.5 women-initiated breaks up are for this reason.
Jealousy.
Good answer. Yeah,
the green-eyed monster. We've seen our share of that in our time, but...
Not exactly what we're looking for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, come on, folks. 272-9228. This part of the show can't happen without your participation. Again, 15% or roughly one of every 6.5 breakups have occurred because the woman had an issue with what? 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. We will sanitize our hands and take your calls in a couple of moments.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Green broom, look what you made me do. On St. Patrick's Day, I'll drink a keg or two. It's true. Under this kilt I nude. Green brood, look what you made me do.
826, News Talk 93.1 FM. Hey, happy freaking St. Patrick's Day. We're doing our best.
What's the first letter of the name, please?
And we have a conundrum going. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not extended beyond this point. Here it is. About one of every 6.5 marriages that ends at the woman's initiative it's for this reason. And we go to Jay next.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I think it's because she's taller than he, and especially in heels.
Is that it?
Not it, but interesting, and that can be. Well, I mean, have you ever seen a super tall? I know I've seen some celebrity marriages like this where he's real tall and she's like 5'2". It happens. T-Spared.
And I tell you what, I have had one that it was just kind of like, as he opened his mouth to speak.
It was nasty smell.
No, that's not it.
There's another issue we're looking for.
Yeah, what is this issue, Anthony?
Bad teeth.
Bad teeth.
Could be it.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Thank you. 272-9228. We're going to have a big grandpa's drawing at the end of the week. Charles.
Hey.
Yes. Friends.
The what?
What you think?
Friends? Yeah.
Oh, the friend. Okay.
Oh, no. Well, you know.
That's the best guess.
But I think we're getting closer now.
Yeah.
We're getting closer. It's not friends.
You're the first person. I can say we're getting warmer, but don't take that as a sign of fever, please.
Right.
272-9228 in. Is this Ray or Roy?
Roy.
Oh, hold on a second. We got to give him a special.
Yeah, you know what you got
to
do.
Roy!
You're the manager. Can you make the vowels bigger? Roy, what you got for us?
I'm going with the toilet seat up or down.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, I still don't get it. I mean, it's not like the average toilet seat weighs, about 8-10 ounces?
Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems to be that it becomes like a 2-ton flipper with some women. I don't know. Thanks for the call. That was what you call a job well done.
Roy!
All right, here's Adam.
All right. I believe it's problems with his mother.
Mother.
Let's try that one.
Mother.
Mother! That is it.
That's exactly it.
So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and guess what? It comes to your house.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this case.
So we need a little more information than we normally require, but hang on. You're giving it to Jay Scott, who was probably the most trustworthy person I've known in my entire
life. Oh, shucks.
Let's say happy St. Patrick's Day to Serena.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hi.
We're okay.
I had the guest, but they beat me to it. But it's funny. My son brought his girlfriend home this weekend for the first time. Uh-huh. So I just immediately, I knew. It's the mom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I mean, it's that relationship thing. It's both ways, though. I like her, though.
You sure want mom to approve, that's for sure.
Well, and it's nice when they do want us to approve.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But hey, y'all have a good one. Stay safe.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Would you like some of my professional insights on that issue?
No.
Oh. I mean, I've just been through a lot of therapy.
No.
Okay. Then everybody loves Rich's weather.
Yes.
Okay.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We've gotten really spoiled with these 80-degree temperatures well into the 80s. I mean, we've been mid-80s for the last, 3 or 4 days in a row, and in the 80s for 5 days in a row. So over the weekend, when high temperatures will be about 25 degrees cooler for daytime highs, it's going to feel quite a bit different. Otherwise, look for today's high around 83 at least. Isolated showers maybe, could be a thunderstorm, but a little bit of green on the radar. Low tonight 63, and then tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures well up in the mid-80s, at least. Sun and cloud mix, rain chances mainly under 20% for Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, scattered showers and storms becoming more likely, especially by afternoon, but even more likely Friday night into Saturday morning. Falling temperatures Saturday will fall into the 60s, then the 50s, and Sunday with a little bit more rain, We'll be lucky to get to 60 degrees. Pollen count, medium high today, high range Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And right now this morning, mostly cloudy skies. Very mild, 63, 631.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
For most stuff around the house, I feel like I'm a pretty good troubleshooter, especially technical stuff. I mean, I can troubleshoot that stuff, you know. But when it comes to plumbing, that's where I draw the line. I cannot handle the plumbing issues. In fact, as hard as I do, sometimes I end up making the problem a little worse. So Plumbing by Lukewire is my go-to plumbing. They're the most competent, I'm trying to speak, because I'm so excited about Plumbing by Lukewire. They're the most professional folks I've dealt with in the plumbing issue, as far as plumbing issues go, here in the River Region. They've been in business for more than two decades, just the plumbing side of Lukewire. Their heating and air conditioning has been in business for more than 40 years. And they're going to take care of your problem. As a matter of fact, no matter when you call, even in off hours, they're never going to charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why they continue to be my go-to plumbers every single time. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection, and they check my house inside and out to try to find out if there's some sort of big problem that was waiting to become some sort of issue that was going to become a major problem. However, it's great peace of mind to know that the big problem is not lurking. Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
How about a list of the top things to come out of Ireland on the St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Oh. I thought I'd run that up the green flag pole and see. Am I seeing correctly the Dow opened up?
You are.
Good. Let's hope it goes up 5,000 points in one day. Why not? You know, one day it will.
No,
this cannot go on forever. This insanity cannot go on forever, and it's going to bounce back. After 9/11, when we were all scared crapless about any plane that flew over and nervous, I thought about this when I was driving back, because, you know, there have been a lot of similarities. It's not identical, obviously, between this situation, the way life has been shut down,
right,
or at least tempered, and after 9/11. But I remember, because I was a newsman, sidekick to a woman at when that whole thing came down. And there was a guy who was in a Southeastern Georgia, I think it was a Waffle House or pancake place, was with some buddies about the same age. They were Middle Eastern looking, and one of them made some kind of a joke about blowing up something. The waitress overheard what they said and called the police, who called the FBI. They found the car getting ready to cross Interstate 75,
mm-hmm,
which is known as Alligator Alley in Florida. They stopped the vehicle, took them out, and not knowing what was in the trunk, they used one of those robots to approach the truck. We watched this on TV for almost 2.5 hours for this robot to go up and spring the trunk, thinking based on what they knew it was going to blow to high heaven. Nothing happened. It was four goofy college guys who stopped at a restaurant, made some kind of flip college guy remark, but it ended up, we sat there transfixed for, you know, over 2 hours watching this mechanical robot go up to the trunk of the car to pop it open. Those are the kinds of things that can happen. We need to try not to
forward to
throw gasoline. Mr. Sandman, I thought, made some very
absolutely
good comments earlier when we spoke with him. And our thanks to sportscaster Morton Capilano for letting us know that Tom Brady has made it official. He is not going to be part of the New England Patriots.
We don't know where. But
anything important in that call, Jay?
No.
Oh, okay. We're going to go out with our lives. Top things to come out of Ireland next.
Looking real good around the city right now. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates.
Boulevard moving pretty good. Just a few congested spots. Highway 331 and over to Norman Bridge, and congested at the Northeast Boulevard and the Wetumpka Highway. Other than that, everybody's moving along at the speed limit, and we have no accidents to report to you at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully, and never, ever text and drive. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The coronavirus is terrifying, but there is something you can do to help stop the spread. But that is even more terrifying. It's staying home with your family.
I can't take it anymore!
It hasn't even been a day yet!
What you thought would be a nice break from life turns into a home from hell.
Please, Dad, I don't want to play Yahtzee anymore.
Well, how about Monopoly then?
No!
Staying at home with your family is the nightmare that could last 8 weeks.
Honey, I have bad news.
You have a fever?
Worse, the Wi-Fi is down.
No!
Staying at home with your family. It's not a movie. It's not in theaters. It's streaming from home. Your home, where you are trapped.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Disney shutting down their parks, the whole thing is a mess. C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S. It is such a small world, and that's why the virus spreads. C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S. Don't go out.
COVID-19!
Don't go out.
COVID-19!
We do not want our customers to die.
Die, die, die!
Closing down the Jungle Cruise and Hall of Presidents.
C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S.
Most outside the park should have told you.
Sorry.
Here's an example. And I think when we were talking to Mr. Sandman, this is the kind of thing we were discussing with him. City of San Francisco, where people are defecating in the freaking street, right? They're going to put the
they
city.
They need toilet paper.
They're going to be on lockdown starting, I think, tonight at midnight. You can go to the grocery store or for medicine, and that till April 7th. if they really cared, they would do something about the real daily health hazards they allow to take place there. They say, me in California. California has TB and all kinds of horrible diseases that were pretty much eradicated here, but they allowed these kinds of things to go on. And so what are their priorities, really? This is almost like, I'm a city official. I need to be a tower of strength, and I'm going to come up with some unctuous rules.
Did you see where the, since they basically shut down Italy and put all people to say, don't go out and everything, the canals in Venice?
Yeah, what about it?
They're clear, and there's fish, and there's, you can see them because there's nobody, they're not polluting the water anymore.
I got you.
The waters have cleared up, and you can actually see.
But I don't get it. Those gondolas, those aren't powered.
There are still other powered things in there. Well, plus, there's just the act of everyday business and everything else going on that just clouds the water, apparently, and it's clear. But, of course, there's nobody out. Did you just get an update on your... I heard a thing over there.
Well, Euro 2020 is canceled, and it's supposedly it's a big deal. It's a bulletin until 2021. What is Euro 2020? I don't know what that
Let
is.
Let us look and see to see just how maybe non-important it actually is to us.
What is Euro 2020?
I don't know.
It Euro just, 2020 just is...
Started blowing up my
soccer?
Phone. Here. Oh, that could be it. No.
Yeah, Euro 2020 is it's a football championship, European football championship.
God, you don't cancel stuff like that in Europe. Boy, oh boy.
Yep, so they canceled it.
Ooh. Well, let's, shall we, would you mind if we ventured into Europe? That is a hysterical reaction.
Carefully.
All right, we're going to talk about, this is a little... survey that was done on the best things to come out of Ireland.
Our survey said...
We'll give you the top five here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Number five.
Liam Neeson.
Jeez.
Number one ranked celebrity on the list. In fact, on Ariel Ireland, I think it was, they show his house, his birthplace.
Oh.
Liam Neeson and the town that he got started in.
Now the Dow's already in negative territory?
What?
Oh, it's going to be a weird day.
Grow a pair, Wall Street. For crying out loud, it's temporary.
Douchebags.
I'm serious. I'm getting pissed off. Really getting pissed off at the behavior, the lack of grabbing the bull by the horn, so to speak.
And there's a briefing later on at 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, it's too bad they're doing the national briefing at 10:30 and the state of Alabama briefing at 10:30.
At the same time?
Yeah,
but they're doing 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 our time.
But Alabama didn't know about the national. In other words, they scheduled first.
Oh, gotcha.
There's Idris Elba on television talking about having tested positive for corona. That's, I believe, his wife in the background. He did well. All right, Liam Neeson, by the way, number five on the list, outranked or outpolled Pierce Brosnan, U2, Enyema. If you had to play Orinoco Flow 5,000 times a month, you'd understand the bitterness I possess there. Enya, actually, I loved their music when they first came out because it was so different.
It's just a lady.
I knew that. I knew it was a woman singer.
Sorry.
I wonder how many kids in the world are growing up with the name Enya today who are now probably 30 years old who are named, hey, that's a great name for a kid. It's different. Enya. Sinead O'Connor, Colin Farrell, Bob Geldof, Conor McGregor, and Neil Horan from One Direction.
Liam Neeson beat out
all of
two.
Them. Yeah, he was number one on the list.
Number four.
Of the best things to ever come out of Ireland, author Oscar Wilde wrote the picture of Dorian Gray. And the importance of being earnest, James Joyce also made the list, but Oscar Wilde was number
James
four.
James Joyce.
Moving up the charts.
Number three.
Reading that.
Irish lore like four-leaf clovers and leprechauns. Oh, and that was number two.
Number two.
The Irish accent. If it's genuine, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
you know, if it's a real Irish person, it's very, especially, it's very sad. Like when I came to Montgomery, almost 15 years ago now, I was really thrilled at the prospect of dating Southern women and hearing them speak. It's the best accent on the planet. I want to take a guess what tops the list.
Best out of Ireland?
Out of Ireland.
Alcohol? I don't know why I would go there.
Guess what, Jay? Because
number one.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Guinness is number one, yeah. Other things on the list. Jameson Irish whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Modern submarines. An Irish guy named John Philip Howard, or Holland.
Really? His last name wasn't submarine?
No, but it's...
That's what we had in the timeline.
What's interesting is he's from Ireland, but his last name is Holland. Don't you find that ironic?
Yeah, he was... Yeah, we did this.
And Riverdance.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell... I never saw... I don't think I ever saw Riverdance. But I did see they did a follow-up to that called Feet of Flames. And Michael Flatley, he's the guy that does that, right?
Yep.
So... I was going out with somebody who suggested that might be fun, so I went.
It's the only way you get to experience culture.
I know.
If you're going out with somebody. Or your daughter takes you. That's it.
Kind of works out that way sometimes. But I got to tell you, what was really amazing with the acoustics, there were about, I don't know, 40 dancers on the stage at the time. The stage had some give in it, so when they pounded with their feet, the percussion was amazing, and the kinds of rhythms they could generate.
Hmm.
I mean, I found it to be very entertaining, and Lisa too. I mean, she found it.
Did we have a parade that was canceled, or do we don't have a St. Patrick's Day?
No, we don't have a St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
There's a little event. You know, I stay in the bedroom community called Cooper City when I visit South Florida. And this weekend happened to be the same weekend of their Founders Day parade. And I was in that many, many times. And that was supposed to be Saturday. And then they had to put a sign, one of those portable flashing signs, of Founders Day parade canceled. And it's not that big. And they could have spread the people out and still done it, I think. But
when you cancel in New York City, though, the St. Patrick's
Day. That's huge. That affects tens of thousands of people. And that's how many it takes to put that thing on. 8:48, let's get our final look at the roads this morning from Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Looking real good around the city right now. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates. Boulevard moving pretty good. Just a few congested spots. Highway 331 and over to Norman Bridge, and congested at the Northeast Boulevard and the Wetumpka Highway. Other than that, everybody's moving along at the speed limit, and we have no accidents to report to you at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully, and never, ever text and drive. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywalk. Watch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native, and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Americans are self-isolating to fight the spread of coronavirus. We're confined to our homes with nothing to do. There are no sports to watch on television, and we've already binged everything on Netflix. Soon, there will be only one thing left to do to combat this surging epidemic of boredom. But beware. It will lead to another kind of healthcare crisis, one that will overwhelm hospitals and challenge healthcare workers. It is the Corona Baby Boom, arriving mid-December 2020.
I don't doubt that we'll see that. And most of that activity is likely to happen sooner than later. I think after another couple of weeks of being confined, it may be a little more difficult for folks. But I'm staying optimistic. In fact, they did a survey, a poll for whatever they're worth, and 34% of the people think that life will start to return to normal in a month.
I gotta hope
I'm in that category. And we just need to, you know, it's really going to be depending on us as individuals to just sanitize and do the social distancing thing. And be kind of considerate to everyone. I mean, that's preaching to the choir with this audience. This afternoon, there have been a bunch of really good news stories that have come out on during this time. We're going to have some of that for you this afternoon. And a bunch of ways you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And look at this. Look who just walked in all green.
Joey.
I mean the shirt. Let's visit with Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
It's appropriate to speak to you on St. Patrick's Day because you are a good man with anything green and helping it flourish.
Do you guys offer curbside service?
Actually, we are. one of our Corona initiatives is certainly you can please feel free to call us. We can take payment over the telephone and meet folks outside with a product. Not necessary to come in during these times. So, and that's optional, by the way. You can still always come in. Not an issue, but that is one thing we're doing. I tell you another thing we're going to do. To try to help any way we can. If there's people that are elderly, we have a lot of elderly customers that don't want to get out necessarily. They can call us. We will deliver to them, and that's going to be a free service. We'll do that.
You're in the highest risk category. That's great that you're making that account.
Yeah,
Randy, what is your number there, by the way?
Oh, yeah, 365-5400. And that's what we're going to do to help. Otherwise, we'll be business as usual.
You got a good supply of dog food in and stuff?
Yeah, and that's a good point. Really good point. You know, there's tons of places to buy dog food. A lot of the big box stores sell a lot of dog food as well. Our stock is really great. We have a lot of stock for not only dog food, other feed, seed, everything you need. But our general population is a good bit lower than other box stores. So that is a good point.
Alrighty.
We have plenty of product. No supply issues.
Good. Glad to hear that, too.
Very stocked up.
And you'll never run out of eggs when you have your own chickens, right?
What's that?
You never run out of eggs when you have your own chickens.
That's right. That's right. Never run out of eggs when you have your own chicken.
Randy, your hours?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And, certainly Sunday we're going to at least be watching church.
I'll tell you what. For those who've never been, it's a great place to go. On a nice Saturday morning, stop by Preble Farm Center and take a preview look on their Facebook page, which is excellent, by the way.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all.
We thank you, sir. Joey will join us in just a minute.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Napa Know How.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who will save us?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
I can only imagine how much better off we'd be if he were in charge today. Joey is here.
Hello, Greg.
And he's St. Patrick's Day compliant with his green shirt.
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky.
Kiss me.
That does not say that. don't lie about me. But you're wearing green, too.
Well, it's a shade of green.
It's interesting. It says, kiss me. I'm
Yeah. Sure,
I got shamed this morning because obviously the run-up to even leaving the house today was pretty chaotic. And I knew it was St. Patrick's Day, but it just never occurred to me. I've got a green staff shirt I could have put on and been part of it, but I blew it.
Yeah, but because of social distancing, you're not going to get pinched or anything.
No.
Oh, I